Welcome back, everyone, to Clarity Quote Cash Podcast. I'm Alex Remney, your host for today. And our guest for today is Maurits Vandenberg. He is a sales director of Sales and Service Cloud at EMEA at SAP. Today, together with Maurits, we will talk about CRM market, current trends, future development of the system of the software, and its impact on various departments, processes, and stakeholders. We will try to discuss what has changed, where this solution is going to be in the future, and how you as a customer, as a company, can choose the best CRM on the market for your processes. So Maurits, glad to have you with us today. I will let you introduce yourself before we start this conversation.
Thank you so much, Alex, and thank you for having me. And it's a pleasure to actually be here and share my thoughts around CRM. So just as an introduction about myself, my name is Maurits, living in the Netherlands, and I've already been with the company SAP for almost 10 years. My background are economics, and in SAP, I've been having various roles. I've been an account executive myself. I've been a first-line sales manager. Recently, I've been running the market unit for customer experience in the Netherlands and took on a new opportunity for the sales and service SWOT team in EMEA, where SAP is focusing more and more on their CRM offering across the region.
Good. So you are the one with whom we should discuss CRM, definitely. You've used it, you've worked on this go-to-market, and now you're helping other teams to grasp it better and develop it better. So CRM has come a long way since 1980s, I believe, to the must-have solution currently. In fact, some statistics says that 91% of the companies who has more than 11 employees have or had the CRM system. I doubt that it's 91%, but it's definitely a vast majority of the companies. Right now, the market is something like 60, 70 billion in size, and it's expected to be doubled, at least doubled, in the next 5 to 7 years. So Maurits, in your experience, from your perspective, why it's such a big topic right now? What makes it so important for the companies from different departments' perspective?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you touch upon it correctly, right? The CRM is already in the market for quite a long time. And you talked about the 1980s. So that means it's over 40 years already in the market. And today, if you think about CRM, and if you think about customer experience, actually CRM counts for over 60% of the total spend being relevant for customer experience. And it's actually across every industry, right? Because companies need to understand the customer in the best possible way. And they need to put the customer at the center of what they do. And that, of course, goes across all industries, right? Whether this is banking, retail, telco, IT, manufacturing, wholesale. And also, if you look at regions, it also goes across every region, both in North America as well as in Asia. And for example, in Europe, we see, of course, increased investments and increased focus of companies to further invest and to further optimize CRM. Because what is it all about, right? It's making sure that there is automated engagements. It's making sure you can create channelless experiences. And it's also making sure that you can make use of new emerging technologies, right? And we will touch upon that probably later, like artificial intelligence, machine learning, IoT. But at the same time, you know, companies also, of course, have challenges with regards to privacy, data privacy, security. So that's what we are seeing today in the market and why there's also a big focus on CRM.
You've touched upon this topic, but how CRM exactly helped this? Because for the majority of the people, CRM is a sales tool which helps to manage your customer relationships. It's like your lead management, your account management, your deal management. But you like the topics which you've touched upon, data, IoT, AI in the future, and the fact that it's like the biggest solution in the customer experience portfolio, makes it wonder how it helps sales operations, for instance. What are the benefits which finance people get? Why the marketing is involved? So CRM right now, it's not only about sales, right? It's which unites all the processes within the company. It definitely should be integrated to the whole front end. It should be integrated into the back end. So in your opinion, what are the core features and like benefits that people get from the CRM solution?
Well, actually, if you think about CRM, what's actually the meaning of it, right? I mean, the meaning is actually simplifying the process of communicating with customers, right?
Right.
And increasing their satisfaction about the service or product that you are using. So it's on the one hand side, making sure that you can support your customers across your complete organization, and where indeed multiple, I would say, departments are, of course, part of such process. And let me just give you an example of a customer, right? And let me share the example of Daikin. So Daikin creates air conditionings. And what they are doing is they are actually trying to support a complete end-to-end process where they can further optimize the customer experience. And how do they do that, right? So what they are using is that within their customer service organization, they get a lot of inquiries, either via email, via phone, via chat. And sometimes it can be about a broken product. So what they then do is they, after, of course, fixing this issue for the customer, they start to analyze within the customer service organization, what are, let's say, the most common complaints or challenges that customers have with our product. And if they understand that a certain product, continues to fail, and let's say a part of the product needs to be replaced, what they automatically do, let's say, with the field service team, is they automatically start to register within, let's say, the maintenance operations, that if there's a maintenance activity happening at this customer, already proactively they change this part of the product in order to make sure that they have, let's say, preventive outcomes for customers.
Good. So this is actually a use case where we see that it's not just about sales, it's also about the service. And there is actually a big chunk of CRM solution right now who is integrating and uniting the service automation into the sales automation software. So it would be a one united solution, right?
Absolutely.
I guess like SAP also has united the sales cloud with the service cloud. And right now you can see it called being sales and service cloud.
Yeah, absolutely. Because what we truly believe is that, it's not necessarily only about sales or it's only about service, right? It's making sure that actually the customer, that you deliver on the promise that your brand has. And if you think about, for example, a service process, right? And why all of the organizations and departments are actually in light in such a process. I mean, think about a service. Actually, there's a problem or there's an exception. And between the exception and let's say the time spent, there's a resolution, right? And all the time in between is the experience that you actually deliver to your customer. So if you think about it in three steps, right? On the one hand side, you need to be able to listen to the customer. So there need to be the communication channels available. Then you need to be able to register whatever is needed, right? So this is typically done in the CRM. But then if you think about the resolution is typically something that sits in backend system, right? It's either about an invoice that an inquiry is around, or it's maybe about a product that still needs to be delivered, or about a product that still needs to be manufactured. And all of this information typically sits in other systems from other departments, right? And therefore, having this integrated view in an end-to-end process is extremely critical, on the one hand side, to not only sell your product, but also actually to deliver on the promise that you have for your product or service, and that the customer will, of course, continue to buy your solutions.
Yeah, so it's not just about sales. It also, especially given the subscription economy where we all are heading, it's retaining your customer. So making them customer of a lifetime, converting them into the customer who haven't just bought your solution once, but who is paying for the solution on a monthly basis, on a yearly basis, and returning back to your organization. So pretty much, I remember last conversation we had with you that we discussed that the service department is becoming a revenue center. So service department helps sales, and it also brings additional revenue inflow into the company. It's not just answering the question and helping companies to with their issues with the service or a product.
Absolutely, because what we are seeing is, imagine, sometimes the service department is even more frequently in contact than the sales department with the customer, right? Exactly. So actually that means that every interaction that a service organization has, it's actually a sales opportunity, right? Because they can on the one hand side deliver on the brand promise and the experience that the customer is expecting. But if they're able to over-deliver and they delight the customer, and then it's expected that, of course, you create more loyalty, you create more bonding, and overall you can increase your share of wallet with the customer. And if we are now going to more of the outcome economy, right, the services economy, we also look at different KPIs, right, that between sales and service are actually shared KPIs. So if you think about renewal rates or retention or cross and upsell, and this is nowadays both relevant for sales organizations as well as for service organizations.
Exactly, yeah. And this is where they need to work together, hand in hand. And they need to share the information between the various departments. This is why the database of the CRM is so important. So that's about service part. There's also a big marketing automation piece, which is right now united with the CRM solution. Of course, there are some email automation and marketing automation tools on the market, but we see more and more that top-tier CRM solution are rolling out marketing features inside their standard CRM package for sales and for service. Why? Because people are having more information than they had before. People they still buy, but they change their buying behavior. They change the process how they buy. They usually grasp the information before they actually interact with the sale. So they have all the information available in the internet. And to do sales, you should catch your customer before they actually called you. So you should have all sorts of marketing materials, landing page, social post running around in the internet in order to win the customer. That's why the marketing piece is also very important. And it's getting even more important when the customer has bought something from you and has already shared some sort of data with you. For instance, companies like Starbucks, once you bought something and you left your contacts, if you bought something online, like if you ordered the drink online, the Starbucks captures that information, and next time when you open the application or just sends you a notification that your favorite drink can be offered like with a 10% discount, or there is something that you might like because you have ordered cappuccino before in that square or something like that. So people use information which you shared with them for future sales. And since this is a sales process, marketing piece should be in the CRM system as well. Don't you agree?
Not completely, honestly. So I do understand and I do believe in the fact that there should be a tightly integrated end-to-end process all the way from lead to cash. But at the same time, we should also understand that if you look at CRM and if you look, for example, at account management or at a service management, these require completely different capabilities than what a marketeer is actually looking for. So what we are seeing today is that CRM is a very important solution when it comes to capturing customer data and being able to feed that into, let's say, the customer information that a marketeer needs. But a marketeer may need much more information, right? Because, for example, information that you do not necessarily store in a CRM are with regards to website visits. So when did this customer come onto our website? This typically sits in another type of system, right? So therefore, what we are seeing is that the handover between a lead that marketing creates and maybe a sales in the field that picks up this lead is extremely important. And he needs to have all of the 360-degree information available, how this lead was created, what information he or she was interested in, or what channel was engaged, etc., etc. But we do not necessarily believe that the CRM system on itself will deliver the capabilities that a marketeer needs to do all of this personalization and omni-channel engagement.
I would agree. Yeah, I would agree on that. I guess it depends on the organization size and the pros. So if there are so much marketeers and you are launching so many campaigns and you have so much data and you need all sorts of social media interaction that most probably you should take a look on the separate marketing solution for the marketeers. But definitely your CRM should get all the data from that solution. In case you are a smaller company and you're just starting your journey, I would say in the lead to cash automation, there are CRM features that can cover at least basic functionality of the marketing solution which you've mentioned, right?
Absolutely, Alex. And I think I need to indeed emphasize on the fact that within CRM, even within our CRM, we see some basic capabilities, what we call marketing capabilities, which is being able to engage with your customers via the CRM system in order to drive certain personalized engagements. But this is what we typically see is much more in a B2B space, right? And when we look at more B2C companies that are heavily, let's say, challenged, but also, of course, differentiating themselves on the way how they go to market and on the way how they bring their brand. And we see that they typically need more sophisticated data, more sophisticated capabilities that goes beyond, let's say, the standard what a CRM can deliver.
Mm-hmm. Can I challenge you here for just a bit? There is statistics which actually says that like more than 70% of CRM users indicated that they would trade functionality for ease of use. Don't you have the same with the SAP solution or with any other solution which you see right now on the market, that there is so much of capabilities inside the solution that its customers become overwhelmed, like users become overwhelmed with the functionality?
Yeah, so you make up a good point, right? And actually, the less is better in this case. And what I typically advise customers, you know, first start crawling before you start walking, and then you can start running, right? So what I'm trying to say with that is the system can actually do so much that it is too much. And in order to be able for companies to implement the solution, to have the solution adopted, but also for the solution to deliver, let's say, the outcomes that is expected, and you need to make sure that it's as simple as possible. Because then, let's say, your employees will buy into the solution, it will help them to do their day-to-day activities, and they won't be lost, right? What would be worse than having a 5 days training before you can use a solution? I mean, today when we use an iPhone or when we use a Samsung, it's intuitive, right? We immediately know what to do. And that's also what we need to deliver with CRM systems. And what you're seeing today is that the systems are being created in a more smarter way via artificial intelligence and machine learning. It's actually bringing a lot of intelligence that is helping the person to do the day-to-day activities. But what is critical within, let's say, that the first phase where you understand the scope and what is needed and what actually the business requires in order to run their activities, yeah, you need to make sure that this is aligned with what you deliver in the solution, but do not make it too complex and use the best practices that are there in the market and already proven for 40 years.
Yeah, very good point. So before actually starting looking on the CRM solution, and this is the tool with which you can optimize, automate something, you should have something in place what you want to automate. So it's process, than technology. So you automate the process with the technology in order to achieve the best ROI on the market. By the way, with the CRM, when I was checking the statistics, the ROI has increased during the pandemic. And now for each dollar spent, you get $8 back. So the ROI is skyrocketing. That's probably also explains why there are currently more than 1,300 different CRM solutions on the market.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, but since there are so many solutions on the market, maybe we can touch upon differentiators between these solutions. And one of the differentiators would be the future development. So maybe we can touch upon trends and developments in the CRM market, where the solution is heading, and what CRM vendors right now are looking at. Because if they don't implement these trends, they wouldn't be around in the future. So what are the trends? What are developments from SAP perspective? What you see on the market right now?
Yeah, I can share a little bit around that. Yeah, so I think when you shared that after COVID, even, you know, the returns have been skyrocketing on CRM more, I think that also means that what we are seeing is that we also need to develop the solution in a little bit of a different way, because we have virtual selling and let's say your virtual engagement is becoming increasingly more important. Hey, if you look, for example, some of the teams that we are further developing on, is with regards to, for example, enhancing sales effectiveness, right? And how do you enhance sales effectiveness? It's, for example, providing guided selling capabilities, where sales can leverage playbooks that are within the CRM that helps them actually to guide how they need to go through an opportunity, or actually provide customer insights where there are biggest growth opportunities based on all the data that are from a certain customer, or having an intelligent pipeline, or having intelligent forecasting capabilities. And for example, some of the capabilities we see there is automatically scoring the pipeline health. So this is all with regards to enhancing sales effectiveness, right? But another team where we are going after is insight-led smart selling, what we call it. So there you are really around being able to understand the relationship and the relationship intelligence and scoring the engagement by all of the engagements that you have, or prioritizing and, for example, optimizing route visits, which customers should I go after, which customer is about to detract and should I actually visit, and with an optimized route so that I can visit as many customers on a daily basis, right? Or what we are seeing is, for example, deal and revenue intelligence, right? So automatically scoring deals and opportunities to help understand, based on data, actually, what the most likeliness is that a deal will be signed. And maybe lastly, another team that we are going after has more to do with omni-channel digital selling, right? And of course, due to COVID and due to the fact that we are much more in a virtual world, we also need to enable virtual selling. And here we, for example, partner and collaborate with Microsoft and Microsoft Teams to have a complete working collaboration room, also social selling and a digital selling workspace. There are some of, let's say, the innovations that we are seeing. And of course, this is more with regards to what are some of the capabilities and teams that we are delivering in the solution and where also the market is going towards. But underneath of that, there's, of course, let's say, technology innovations like machine learning, like artificial intelligence, like cloud computing, but also robotic processing, and that is really helping to drive these type of capabilities.
Yeah, really like how you touched upon that it's hyper personalization which is required, and you should also contact your customers at the right time with the right messaging. And you maybe have all the data, but right now we don't know how to use that. And with the rise of technology, with the AI algorithms, with the robotic process automation, we finally are able to do what mortals are not able to do. So we can gather all the information, analyze it in a smart way, and make informative decisions, which are the most optimized for the business and for the customer. You also touched upon social CRM, that people, like 4 out of 5 customers right now in the developed world, they prefer online purchases, and they have done online purchases, and half of them have done online purchases through the mobile phones. So with the apps like, you know, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram becoming buy and sell platforms and turning into the mini CRM themselves, if I may say so, or e-commerce systems, right now the development of CRM market should also take a look on that and to start the social selling, as you said, so the customers wouldn't feel that they are being sold to at all when they feel the familiar environment. And social CRM would also help to reframe all the transactions between company and the customer as a friendly conversation, also gathering all the information at the same time and feeding into the data platforms. One other feature which I wanted to mention that is very interesting and rising right now is the use of voice technology. So we've heard about the smartphone, smart speakers. There is a smart home, which you can control by just clapping or just saying something. So this signals that people, the users, would like to have that. And this is the beginning of a massive race of the voice technology for the market. And CRM shouldn't be left aside. Instead of tapping or just pointing and clicking, it would be much more convenient if the people can say yes or no to order the product or to confirm the shipping address, to smoother the customer experiences. For instance, there is also a data perspective component. And right now I know banks use the voice prints in order to identify customer over the phone and not spend so much time identifying with the, you know, passwords, with the identification and so on. So we just they just use the voice prints to identify it, and it works. I know there are already a couple of banks in America who are using that. Most probably there are more in the world, but it actually helps to increase the improve customer experience and reduce fraud and identity theft. Yeah,
I fully agree, Alex. And you know, I mean, when we talk about CRM today, right? When we have CRM and you look on your mobile phone, actually you have your virtual assistant with you, right? So speech is you know being implemented across, I would say, different use cases, right? So in this case, I can talk to my CRM actually instead of updating my CRM manually, right? So imagine I'm walking away from a customer and I can just talk to the virtual assistant and say that I just left the customer and what has been discussed and leave it as a note and automatically save that to the opportunity, right? Or I can even change the opportunity to value, the forecasting category, and all of those type of things just based on the voice and telling to my virtual assistant. So this is what we see, which is helping, let's say, more of the sales rep itself. But when we also think about, for example, voice, and we think about it in a service environment, I mean, imagine nowadays if you call a call center, typically you have quite a lot of routing to do and press 3, press 4 to go to a certain department. And what we can do with voice is just by saying the problem that you have, you automatically get redirected to the right department, right? And it saves you maybe 1 minute or 2 minutes going through a certain process. So these are just small examples also how you can turn voice into, let's say, a capability that will deliver a better customer experience for customers that are trying to connect with you.
And it actually can be a self-service also. So you just say your problem and you're getting self-service. And there is like smart chatbots which can answer your request, understand your request, answer that, and they're like redirect you to the correct web page for more information and for the solution.
Yep. Correct. Absolutely. Yeah.
This way, companies actually can spend less money on overnight workers, so for 24/7 service, right? Because there would be a chatbot who would understand, and customers can quickly access that without sacrificing the quality. And at its best, this automation would be a win-win for everyone.
Indeed. Good. Absolutely.
Good. And there is also topic of sustainability. There is such a term called sustainable CRM. Can you also discuss more on that field, in that field?
Yeah, sustainable CRM. I mean, you can see it in many different ways, right? I mean, sustainable CRM can be about building sustainable relationships with your customers for a much longer period of time, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of a one-time sales, it's about building a long-lasting relationship. But what we can expect, I mean, what is happening today is sustainability and, of course, the ecological impact that you're making as a company is increasingly becoming more important, right? And it's a focus that I would say every board has with regards to how can we deliver on some of our sustainability and also on some of the ecological challenges that we want to achieve. And what we can expect going forward, whether this is in a sales or a service process, and that there will be capabilities required or expected, and that will also have to do with regards to sustainability, right? Maybe how much CO2 is a certain order that a customer wants to order, right? That you are putting into a quote. Maybe that's type of information you immediately want to see, or maybe you're actually in a service environment where you are offering a certain type of shipment, the customer gets two or three different options, and you can share, for example, the CO2 footprint with each of the options. So customers can make a decision based on more information, and maybe they are able to wait for 2 days, but instead of bringing it in a plane, bringing it in a more ecological way, and therefore reducing the CO2 footprint, right? So it's just two examples of where we can see sustainability entering, let's say, also the CRM market, and where sustainability information is required to be fed into an CRM process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. All the logistics reasons and questions can be handled by this smart CRM solution, highlighting what is the most efficient route, for instance. This is a big topic, especially now when a lot of companies are striving to be with the zero emission net, I would say. So very important. Okay, maybe some of the final thoughts. So we discussed about CRM market, where it is right now, that this is a booming market that is going to be increasing like for the next 5-7 years, and it's going to double. There are like a lot of CRM solutions, different CRM solutions. There are industry-specific solutions. There are region-specific solutions. There are solutions with the specific features. So for instance, which are only focused on lead management, only focused on, you know, professional services management, and so on. So what would be your recommendation on how to start the CRM project? So when to invest, how to invest, how to choose?
Yeah, I can share a little bit on that. So of course, customers are in very different ways of maturity, right? Some customers are already very mature and are, let's say, very advanced when it comes to delivering a delightful customer experience, and they have already a lot of customer information available. And some companies are just starting in their journey and maybe do not have even a CRM system today. I think what is important is that you really put first the customer at the center and in the heart of your organization, right? It's not your own processes, it's not your own systems, but it's actually the customer that everything needs to be centered around. And what is important is that you get a good understanding of what is the scope and what are the capabilities that I need, right? What do I want to achieve? And from what you want to achieve, you can peel it back and understand what capabilities and functionalities you need in order to achieve that, right? And if you look at it from a technology perspective, I think it's important that that customers look for technology that fits, let's say, their needs. And I think what is important and where I see a big difference is in the end, CRM is just part of the process, right? So you need to look at it from an end-to-end perspective, and you need to be able to integrate the CRM into your existing, let's say, processes that will deliver in the end the right experience for the customer. And it's also important that you find a solution that has expertise in the industry, right? Because every industry is different, and every sales or service process across the industries are different. And you, of course, need to find a solution that's proven and also that actually that is innovative, right? If you think about it nowadays, with today's technology, innovations can be delivered overnight on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, right? So you actually want to make sure that you invest into a company that continues to invest in CRM and innovation of CRM in order for you as a company to stay ahead of the competition and to have all of the functionalities available. But again, to come back to what you said earlier, don't turn on all of the functionalities if you don't use them, right? Less is more, make it digestible and help at least to deliver a good CRM system that is adopted, used, and also supporting the experience of your own organization.
Good. Yeah. One at a time, one step at a time. Definitely. I can build on top of here from the technology perspective. So you touched upon process. I can build on top of the technology that you should engage with several vendors and ask for demonstration. There are so many systems right now in place. So you need to understand which system would cover your processes in the most efficient way. And most importantly, from a people perspective, you should engage your all departments. So IT, sales, support, marketing, finance, if we're talking about CRM. And the more active you will be, the more question you will ask, the more explanation you will ask, the better the outcome will be. So the system as Maurice said, like the system can do anything. There are so many capabilities. You can do anything you want in the CRM solution. The question is what you want, and you need to provide the answers. You need to be active as possible for your solution to be as efficient for your business as possible, right?
Absolutely. And I think what we maybe on a final comment there, what we also shouldn't forget is that customers sometimes want to boil the complete ocean, right? But if we think about start small but think big, you can easily have a project live within 4 to 8 weeks, predefined scope,
exactly, yeah.
Template, and you can just start using the solution and start experiencing and adopting it to, let's say, your needs instead of being in a project and planning phase for more than a year and trying to actually already figure out everything before starting. Because I would say the technology today allows you to start small, to adjust on the go, and meanwhile just grow with the solution as it also delivers you your business benefits.
Yeah, we also, like internally, we are very keen on proof of concept sales, I would say. So when we show this solution to the customer, customers can really not only see but also play within the solution to see their processes, their clients inside the solution, how they're going to work with that, communicate with the end users, communicate with the customer, do they like the approach, and then expand if the package solution, if the proof of concept is something which they like. Yeah. Okay. So any final thoughts on that, Maurice? Any final things that you want to share with the audience on the CRM topic?
Well, maybe on a final topic, I think in the end, it's everyone's responsibility and benefit to make a customer successful using CRM, right? So not only you should include your complete organization internally, so you have to buy in from all departments and everyone and knows what is, let's say, coming ahead of them. At the same time, it's also important that, you know, you have a close relationship with both your partner as well as maybe even your technology partner that is supporting you in this CRM transformation. Because I think having the connection with not only the partner, which is very skilled in probably the digital transformation, helping you implementing the solution and changing your processes and building the right team, also having the insights on what's happening on a technology perspective and what are the innovations that is coming ahead of me, will help you to stay ahead and also to plan ahead of what you actually want to achieve with the solution.
Yeah, totally agree on that. So you should have the relationship in place with all, everyone involved into the project. Sometimes in life, we put our relationship to take a backseat. We all know it shouldn't happen, but it happens. And when we communicate, everything just becomes better. So this is the example. So we discussed CRM, how it is vital for the company, how it helps you to manage those relationships by helping you to connect with your customers, to communicate effectively at the right time with the right information through the right channel. So this is important. You should invest into this topic. And we, together with Maurice, would be happy to help you in case you have any questions. And Maurice, I would like to thank you for this conversation. I would like to thank you, listeners, for listening to us, and stay tuned for the next episodes. Thank you.
Thank you so much.